This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Here at BFM, everyone is dedicated to supporting our local businesses and giving them a voice. With that, all of our producers and presenters have come together to highlight some of their personal favorites in what we're calling the BFM Collective, every Friday on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Good morning, you're tuned into Open for Business on Enterprise with me, Ofneel Ting. Music Mountain is Malaysia's first ever online on-demand drum lesson platform that aims to make music education accessible for all. It was founded by husband and wife team of CEO Rudy Malik, who played drums for Pop Shavit and Project EAR, and COO Intan Razak, who has 15 years of HR experience specializing in industrial relations and training, both of whom are joining me on the line right now to tell us more. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Nice of you to have us on board.
You know what they say, right? The best way to start a business is to solve a problem. And I guess to a certain extent, every successful business starts with that desire to solve problems. So what was that problem at hand that Music Mountain seek to solve?
We wanted to solve the gap in, there was a gap actually in video on-demand learning for drums, okay, in particular, music overall. But drums was something that was very close to our hearts, right? me especially. And we saw that there was no avenue, lack of avenue actually, for video on demand drum lessons.
Asia.
Yeah.
And drum lessons are not cheap at all. You might be surprised if you're not really familiar with the prices out there, and it's for a 30-minute class, right?
Yeah, physical lessons are quite, I think you can actually spend quite a lot in a month and in a year. What we wanted to complement in the physical lessons was a more affordable process where they can actually learn online following their own pace. So that's why we thought video on demand lessons was actually going to be something that complemented the physical lessons.
Let's talk a bit about the course. So it's called Learn to Play the Drums, the Ultimate Drum Course, and there are about 55 lessons in total, right? Yes. Can you take us through the course?
Yeah, so of course, like learning to play the drums, as I we crafted this syllabus from scratch. It includes introduction of the drum set, how to set it up, how to tune your drums, and then you start to let you'll be starting to get to play the drums from the first few lessons. Then you start to learn note values, what note values are, and then play your first song. You know, within level one itself, you'll be starting to play your first song. Then we'll start to teach you a little bit about drum notation and exploring more note values, note value combinations, learning rudiments, which is one of the more core foundations of drumming, and also have limb independence. Then we talk about hi-hat techniques, the introduction to different genres of music like rock, pop, and so on. You know, and then we learn about triplets and a lot of tips and tricks. So it goes on, and our the syllabus is ever expanding. We are still crafting the advanced levels.
So this course is basically suitable for beginners who doesn't even know anything about drums to those who are already at the mid-level and who wants to advance themselves as well. So this course is actually, they made it very interesting why we didn't start with notations first. We wanted to show how to set up with the drums, so to make it very interesting, to make it very fun and exciting for them.
I like how you guys start with the fundamentals and the basic stuff like tuning your drums. I know of some drummers, right, that have taken classes for years, but they still don't really know how to tune their drums. And that's pretty common, right?
It is very common, even for me as well. I started playing even before learning to tune. So I wanted to make sure that the element of the fundamentals, tuning, you know, to play music according to these fundamentals first, comes in these lessons first.
As you mentioned, you know, it has emphasis on certain genres like rock, pop, and punk grooves, as well as the foundation. What was the thought process behind choosing those particular genres? I know that you guys plan to expand to like other things, like hopefully like jazz and Latin music down the line as well. But what was the thought process with starting with these sounds first?
If you look at the all the drum books which is available in the market, right? Basic beats, drum beats, revolve around the basic genres that we listen on radios nowadays, like pop. So these are actually basically the really fundamental beats that caters for these genres of music. But also, okay, I have to say that, you know, it doesn't mean that the first few lessons that you learn these beats are, it's only catered for pop rock. It also applies to the fundamentals of the more advanced genres like jazz, Latin music, so on. But it just so happens that when you learn these basic beats and feels, you can apply it right away for pop and rock.
It sounds like all you need is a drum set and this course to get you going if you're a brand new drummer. But how's the feedback from students so far?
It's been overwhelmingly great. I mean, we have like students from 27 countries right now. And I think the first one, of course, is leading by Malaysia. Secondly, is United States. It's good feedback. They've always mentioned that it's easy to understand. It's very friendly. It's interactive. They love the way we present our teachings in sort of graphics and whatnot. It's easy to grasp. So we find that they've given some feedback like you should add more of this, more genres to teach and everything. So we're expanding into that field now.
You also mentioned previously, right, that Music Mountain is one of the first few in Asia, but you guys have customers in like even the United States, Mexico, Poland, and all those, right? What's that strategy like when it comes to marketing your products overseas?
Okay, so marketing strategy here plays, we play a lot of social media presence. We believe that social media presence is very important for our brand. So we are quite heavily invested into Instagram, TikTok, and we do ads as well. You know, that's part of our strategy, and we believe very much in having partnerships with the international brands like Roland or Beyer Dynamic, who provides mics for drums. For example, what is this? Ludwig drums, right? And also Sweely. So these are brands that we work with so that we have more advanced reach into the international market.
Oh yeah, we use influencer as well. So I think the last one we were working partner with Yo Iqbal, and it was a good, great response. Because he himself enjoyed it as well. So it was very interesting.
Yeah, we like to tap on like influencers overseas. Mm. So Yo Iqbal was an Indonesian drummer. He has a channel on YouTube called Drum and Drum. And it's got like 500,000 subscribers. So when he came here, it was just a no-brainer for anyone to just come to the drum clinic. Basically, we had a lot of, more views, more marketing
advantage.
We believe on partnership a lot.
So technically, right, your main competitors would be you would look globally, I guess, you know, for main competitors, since there's none locally.
In Asia, it's
so far we don't have at the moment.
I guess because drums are quite niche, but we love going into this niche market and trying to expand it to be a bigger piece of the pie of the whole music education. In US, we have like a couple of brands that that do this. So we're of course we're proud to be the first ones in Asia.
An idea like this, it sounds great, but I don't know, maybe it's very tough. I'm assuming you guys face a lot of challenges since like you guys are the only one in Asia right now.
Yeah, we did get quite a few people saying, will it work? How does it look like? What's the process? I mean, they couldn't really gauge what we're trying to do, but until when we did it, they were like, oh, so this is how it looks like.
I think Intan actually said
was
it right well.
Yeah, that was our first challenge.
The vision of it, a lot of people couldn't see what you wanted to do. And then we had to go in and craft our own syllabus from scratch. That was number one. Main challenges, right? So we got together Ryan, which I believe you know, and Jimmy, to come and craft, and they are all educators, right? So we came in to craft the syllabus from scratch. Secondly, it was like we had to make it fun and interesting, and also something that people actually could watch for a few hours and hours and not just tune in 5 minutes and then you go off. So that was one challenge. And of course, the most important challenge was, of course, funding, right? So we were bootstrapping, of course, for like a few months, and eventually we got our first break and we got funding to really push it. And
it wouldn't have happened without Ryan and Jimmy, our partners as well. Yeah, it wouldn't have happened without them.
In terms of this, I believe like the more heads to put in to the content, the better.
Yes.
We are very fortunate to have Ryan and Jimmy to come in and then provide their insight on what should be in the course. Pretty awesome.
Speaking of Ryan and Jimmy, maybe you want to share some details about them because they are the ones that are also leading the course, right?
Yeah. So in the course, myself, Ryan and Jimmy as the drum facilitators in the course itself. And we three are actually like drummers. We've played like I think close to 2 decades, right? And we predominantly play a lot of pop, rock and punk, you know. And Jimmy itself is a sound engineer and a producer. Ryan is a drum educator and also a performer. Mm-hmm. I'm a performer and also an educator before. So I think all of that sort of like dynamic partnership actually came into fruition by, you see the fruit of the labor in the whole course itself. Mm-hmm. So it was very fun like filming it, because going through something like this and actually when crafting something, we learn ourselves, oh, this should go into the course. Mm-hmm. You know, some people would find very valuable.
Mm-mm. I'm currently speaking to Rudy Malik and Intan Razak, co-founders of Music Mountain, Malaysia's first online on-demand drum lesson platform. Heading for a very short break. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned right here on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Open for Business with me, Ofnir Ting. I've been speaking to Rudy Malik and Intan Razak, co-founders of Music Mountain, Malaysia's first ever online on-demand drum lesson platform with the goal to make music education accessible for all. Do you see these kinds of courses like an industry disruptor kind of thing, maybe like the Uber or the Netflix of classes? Because technically it's pandemic proof, it's scalable, you can attend courses anywhere in the world. You know, do you think this will really disrupt the music education market?
I don't think so. I think it's a bonus. We find our online courses like an additional bonus, because everyone learn in their own way with different methods or tools. Some people like it online, some people like it physical, some people like it both. So when we crafted this, we were in the mind like, oh, maybe that we could be an additional to whatever people would have in their course. Yes.
I think what Matt is saying is like, apart from physical lessons, this online lessons, it wouldn't disrupt the ecosystem you have now, but it complements and sort of like allows those people that who can't go into physical education to access our online platform. And I guess that we'll reach out to more people in that way.
Yeah, having an on-demand online lesson business model, I think is great. But there's another challenge, right? Which is to make those videos engaging, since that physical human factor is missing. For example, you know, the famous masterclass series where you got Gordon Ramsay, Alicia Keys teaching you, and it always looks enticing, right? But the common feedback that I've been getting all the time is that it always ends up like a motivational video with not many practical, applicable things, you know. So how do you guys make sure at Music Mountain that the videos are engaging and yet practical?
So when we crafted the syllabus, we always ensure that before we craft each lesson, right, there's a goal for each lesson. And we didn't want it to be just inspirational and motivational, but the lesson itself has a takeaway. What are you going to learn at the end of the lesson? What are you able to take back and go to your drum kit and practice? Mm-mm. That was something that Jimmy, I, and Intan discussed, that we had to make sure that we had to have a value takeaway from this. Mm. Each lesson had to have a goal and objective, and not just, okay, something for you to get inspired about and go home and think what I'm going to do next. Mm-hmm. So we have the lesson, the objective, and also the homework for you to go through. So apart from the lessons, we have PDF files for them to actually go through the lessons, mm-hmm. before they can actually go into the next video lesson. If you do catch up with those worksheets, you're not going to go very far in the video lessons.
Mm. Plus, the video is quite interactive as well, with graphics.
Yeah. We take time to actually put in all the notation graphics so that they understand better. Mm. You know, it's not just our heads talking. It's a lot of the graphics, which I believe that would help a user to really find it very interesting and like, okay, I want to learn that. What's next? You know?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Happy to know it's not one of those. You got to hold your sticks with confidence. That's the lesson. You don't want one of those. Now, I have to talk about the drum clinics as well. Previously, you mentioned Yo Iqbal from Indonesia, but you guys have done drum clinics as well with people like John Thomas and the upcoming one with Arthur Kam. So drum clinics are usually, not always though, but are usually organized by big name brands and music shops, right? So what would be that main difference between a drum clinic at Music Mountain compared to your competitors?
Yeah, and I have to say thank you to John Thomas for putting this out during the drum clinic. He mentioned that, you know, the difference with this drum clinic compared to the others was like, it's run by musicians for musicians, you know? So he put that when he said that, it just occurred to me, yeah, he's right. You know, we are musicians, we are drummers, organizing this drum clinic for everyone, the enthusiasts or drummers. And I guess we have sort of like that, a little bit more insight on maybe music store owners or other brands, right, who organize it. Because we know the instrument very well, and we know what should be put in drum cleaning. Mm. So we want the audience to be a bit more immersed in it. And that's why we find that having it in our place, organized by us, with a certain kind of message that you get in a drum clinic is very important, because might be a little bit more special.
And you get that sense of community, I guess, as well among drummers.
That's exactly what we're trying to do with the drum clinic. We're building this community. It's been a long time, right? Mm. It's been a long time since we've had like a drum clinic and a drummers community come up in. And that's our goal. I think Intan mentioned it to me. This is what we want to do. We want to build this community back, get them excited over drum clinics, get them to learn through our lessons and be a better drummer.
And also support the local drummers as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're in Malaysia. Just to showcase to people that, hey, we do have a lot of drummers in Malaysia that's very talented.
Yeah. So it will be an ongoing series thing?
Yes. We plan to have this, like, you know, as more regular as you can. After Artakan, there'll be like more drummers in this whole year. You'll be seeing a lot of drum players from us.
Any hints?
Yes. one of them is from Sarawak, and the other guy is a very well-known drummer who plays, who's very good at drum notation, but has session for almost quite a lot of people in the scene. I can't say the names yet because, you know, I make sure that they're okay and my collaterals are out, then we'll announce.
Which brings me to the next question. So for our listeners out there who would like to get first dibs on all that information, where's the best place for them to head over to?
Go to www.musicmountain.co. Can find all our information on the lessons that we have and also on drum clinics and future events that we have that are occurring in the near future.
Awesome. Any social media pages that we should be aware of?
Go to our Instagram at Music Mountain Co. and also to our TikTok at Music Mountain Co. as well.
You can't not have a TikTok account these days.
Definitely.
Nice. Rudy and Intan, thank you so much for the chat.
Welcome. It's nice to chat with you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Open for Business with me, Ofni Ting, right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.